Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. One man, one guitar. You ought to go to YouTube and type that in. Big Love. Type in Big Love into YouTube and watch him play that guitar and sing that song. It's pretty impressive. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And one man, one radio show. But I also have our Brain Trust members. We rely on them. I don't do this alone. We have all these smart people who join me on a regular basis every day to talk to us about how we can get better at running our small businesses. Ed Abel is one of those guys. And he has been now for some time. He's the founder of Able Business Institute. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about how to get away from the stuff that we don't have to do, the non-core competency things, and focus on our special sauce, on our core competencies. The thing, if somebody thinks we're an expert at something, it's that. Focus more on that. But you know, you and I have been saying, okay, you know, do all these things and spend more time doing this. But some people out there are saying, you know what, how do I find the time? Help us with some time management here, Ed.
Yeah, you know, Jim, that totally connects with many of the small business owners, because where I think most small business owners are challenged is in this concept. We call it time management. I call it time allocation. And the reason why I use the word allocation is because two things. First of all, let's just remember, no one's ever really stopped. No one's really taught the small business owner how to allocate time to the right thing. So, you know, this is one of those things you grow up and it's an assumed you know how to do it. So very few of us go and take the courses or get the special education to help with it. So today, right now, we're going to nail one of these things. And I don't call it time management because you really can't manage time. What you can do is properly allocate time to do things that need to get done. And this is where the small business owner challenges themselves, because they don't use a calendar. They don't use
day-to-day. I like what you said about you can't manage time, but you can only arrange your priorities, can't you? That's really what
Correct. It's
more about. It's more managing priorities than it is managing time, isn't it?
It is, and it's allocating the time. So, for instance, if I look at everything like a meeting, if I didn't put on my calendar today to do your show, I wouldn't have known to get up early to prepare for your show.
Yeah.
Well, it's
you
the same
you prepare.
Thing.
You prepare? That's amazing.
Oh, I do. I give it some thought. I like to get on your show and help the small business owners learn about business. It's what I do. It's what I'm passionate about. So, yes, I do give it some time.
Okay, all right.
Maybe only a few minutes. But so the point is, though, that, you know, it's on the calendar. Well, all these things need to be on the calendar, and this is where it's mind-boggling that the small business owner challenges themselves. It's almost as if, I don't need a calendar. I'll remember that. And here's where the kicker is that it's this Friday. It's 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and you have a slot of time open. What you're not thinking at 2 to 4 on Friday to do is the things that need to get done that are stored in your mind. Because unless they pop up and say, oh, it's 2 o'clock, let's work on website copy, your 2 o'clock is going to come and you're going to find other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing behind time allocation and a calendar is to plot out a day. And the way I look at it is, if I was you, can I sit in front of your calendar and do the things that need to move your business forward?
Mm-hmm.
By reading the calendar, with assuming that I have the skill set to do all mm-hmm. the pieces. So mm-hmm. whatever it is, it doesn't matter if it's a phone call. You know, I have a list. I plot in the times. Hey, call this one. Now, certain things I know I can move. But what I can't do is forget that these are the things that need to get done.
So the three big things are, number one, the mechanical. You got to have the device or the apparatus to keep all this stuff. You have to have the intention to do it. You have to be motivated to do it, and then you have to develop a plan.
Correct. and carry out the actions, develop the plan,
and execute,
or
and execute.
Take the action.
Okay, four things. That's all
you know,
need.
And
those four things, right?
Yeah, and this is where the small business owner is challenged, because they think they're going to remember all these little things.
Right.
And you know what? I don't remember that I've got to review my 16th page of copy.
I've got a great memory, but I don't remember all that stuff. I have to write it down, too. Hey, Ed, give us the website again one more time.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
I'll catch you soon, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he's been for us over the years. Check it out there and check out his website, and you can find him again always on our website, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back right after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.